Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Who do you have to know to get somebody fired around here?
What's the matter?
I'm standing through the snack machine, get my morning Mr. Nougat, when up comes Inez.
Who?
Inez, she works in the theater department. She's the lady that makes the Screaming Eagle mascot outfits. Anyway, she's designing a new one. She asked me to be her model. I mean, can you believe that? It's an insult to me as a professional. I mean, for God's sakes, I got nothing better to do than run around looking like an idiot. But I don't understand. I work hard. I do a good job. Why don't people take me seriously?
Hello. Yeah, hold on. Are you supposed to be at some pie-eating contest?
Oh, gee. It's that charity thing at the senior center. Tell them I'm on the way. I'm not letting this go, Hayden. I'm saying, when I get back, we're going to discuss what it takes to get a little respect around here. That woman is out of control.
What's the matter now?
She attacked me. I get back from the pie-eating contest. Oh, by the way, I told him not to call me anymore. My competition threw up after three pies. I mean, I don't have to leave my house if I'm only going to eat three pies. Anyway, I'm standing there, getting my lunch. Inez walks up and starts measuring my inseam. Without my permission.
Maybe she has a little thing for you.
Oh, come on. Inez?
Well, I mean, she didn't ask me or Dob or any of the other coaches. Maybe running her tape measure up your leg is just her way of saying hi.
Come think of it, she did linger there for an extra minute.
So, you'll let me know when you want to go looking for that new sport coat?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey, Dob.
Hey, Dob.
Hey, Watkins.
Anyway, Michael, keep in mind that my parents will be getting in town this Saturday, so if we're going to get that sport coat, we should get it before then.
Okay.
Oh, and I got tickets for that antique show in Minneapolis next weekend.
Oh, good.
Are you sure you don't mind doing all this?
Oh, hey, I don't mind. You know me and old furniture. Hey, some guys might look at it as a loss of freedom. I just see it as fun. Oh, God, I'm in prison!
What?
Ever since Judy and I got engaged, we're constantly doing stuff together, and I like it, but sometimes I feel trapped, like I don't have my freedom anymore, like I never will again.
Well, Tom, you know, that's normal for a guy when he first gets engaged.
It is?
Sure, because it's true. Those days of laying around in your underwear all weekend or eating the same frozen dinner every night for a year, gone.
My God, what's left?
Not that bad. Stuff you don't get to do gets mainly replaced by other stuff.
Like what?
Well, mainly the stuff she wants to do. But you keep doing some of the stuff she wants to do, eventually you get to do some of the stuff you want to do. See? It's called give and give and give and take.
I want a motorcycle.
A motorcycle? You're going to have to give and give and give and give and give and give and give for that.
Since when have you wanted a motorcycle?
Well, it's kind of been a dream of mine all my life, but mostly I've wanted one since Saturday. See, Judy and I, we spent the day shopping for stemware, and on our way out of the last store, we just happened to go past this little motorcycle shop, and there was this incredible bike in the window. It just grabbed me. It was beautiful. Then Judy grabs me. She says, "Don't you even think about it." It was like I was with my mother. Well, now I want one more than ever.
Then you should get one.
What about Judy? She'd never forgive me.
Dobber, don't you see what Judy has done? She's forced you into buying it.
She has?
Dob, if you don't get that motorcycle now, you're going to resent Judy for the rest of your life. It's going to fester inside of you until one day it finally explodes. And when it does, it's going to take your marriage with it. You don't know when it's going to happen. It could come at any time. You could be in one of those antique stores when you're 50. You're going to be eyeing a walking stick. And Judy said, you don't need a stick. You say, yes, I do. I need it for this! So to my way of thinking, you need that motorcycle just to save your relationship.
What you're saying is, I buy the bike and tell Judy I did it for her?
No. Who said anything about telling Judy? If you tell Judy, you're going to have a huge argument. If you lose, you got to take the bike back. And?
Whack, whack, whack.
Exactly. And even if you win the argument and get to keep the bike, she's going to resent you for the rest of her life.
Okay, let me get this straight. I buy the bike and don't tell Judy.
Only if you want to save your marriage.
Oh, I love her so much. Come with me to the motorcycle shop, coach.
Oh, that a boy, Dumber! You coming, Luke?
Yeah. I just think I'll cruise down the snack machine, give Inez another crack at my end scene.
Inside.
Whoa. Dom, this is your hog, isn't it?
Oh, baby, baby, baby. Oh, this is the one, coach. Got a 1340cc V-twin Evo engine, belt across the line, aluminum alloy, fully transistorized ignition, and look, seat's all nice and mushy. Wow.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
Dobby?
I'm interested in this one here.
You obviously have good taste in bikes. How long have you been riding?
Never.
Have you ever been on a bike before?
Schwinn.
But he's been dreaming about getting a motorcycle his whole life.
Well, for your first time, this may be a little too much bike for you. Maybe we can start you out on something more your speed.
I want this bike.
Okay. Runs about $15,000.
I want to see another bike.
Topper, come on.
Now, for instance, we've got a groovy little import here. Well, why don't you just jump on and see how it feels?
Pitching.
What do you think, coach? I think you look like a Shriner.
You know, coach, this could be all I need. I could be very happy with this bike.
That's the one I want, Daddy.
Maybe it is a little small for me.
Small? Well, I'll say it's small. This is a big dream you have, Dauber. Freedom. Where are you going to go on a bike like that? Take a basket of cookies to Grandma's house? A bike like this, you can go anywhere. Everywhere. And you don't have to go, but you can go, Dob. And knowing that, it makes a big difference. That's what freedom's all about. You think $15,000 is a lot to pay for that?
I'll take it.
Let's write it up.
Hey, Chuck, make it two.
Oh. What do you want?
Delivery truck is here.
Already?
Hey, is the team room ready?
It's all clear.
Dob, you go get him. I'll keep an eye out.
Okay.
Okay, coach.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, bring him down.
That's it. Put him in the team room.
We did it. Come, take a look. Okay, look.
Man,
they look great in here, don't they?
Hey, guys, thanks a lot.
Okay, come on.
Remember, drive quietly. Thank you.
I can't believe we got away with this.
And this is just the beginning. Tonight, we ride.
And I'm here to tell you, honey.
Feel that wind in your hair, Dob?
Sure do.
Now on, we can go anywhere we want.
Road might get a little rough out there.
Who cares, Dob? We got nothing to be afraid of anymore.
Wow!
No!
Man!
What are you wearing?
This is Screaming Eagle outfit.
Well, why are you wandering around the halls dressed like that?
Oh, the zipper's broke. I just went to get a pair of pliers. Wow! Look at these. Well, how come you got two of them?
One of them's mine.
Did you give me one, too?
No.
How come they're in here?
Because we didn't want anybody to see him, especially Judy.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Judy's on her way down here.
What?
I saw her in the hall. Her projector broke, and I told her she could use ours to show the team game films.
Well, why'd you tell her a thing like that?
Well, Jen, I didn't know you were going to hide your pegs in here.
They're hogs, Luther. They're hogs. Oh, come on, Dobber. That's not going to work.
You better hurry. I hear tall women coming.
Oh, I'm dead! I'm dead! I'm dead! Who is it?
It's Judy.
Just a minute.
Coach, just forget it, Coach. It's no use. I'll just tell her the truth.
What are you, crazy? You're going to give up your freedom in a weak moment? You don't let that woman rule your life.
Hayden.
What is it, dear?
I just want the projector open up.
Yeah. Look, take the projector into my office.
I can't move that thing. I'll break a wing.
Get out of the way. I'll take it.
Hey, Judy! How's it going?
What's going on in there?
Nothing. The guy's just hanging out.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, hanging out. Naked. They're hanging out naked.
Naked?
Yeah, we do that sometimes.
In the team room?
Yeah, we do it quite a bit. They're, are you dressed yet?
Yeah, all dressed. That's right, my good friend Luther. Here you go, Judy.
What's in the team room you don't want me to see?
Nothing. It's none of your business. Just our business. None of your business. Just take your projector and go home.
Fine. When you see Michael, tell him I'll be free for a movie after practice.
Oh, no movie tonight. Got a team meeting, Judy. We got to plan out the next 5 or 10 years. Could be a late one.
Well, that's close. I was so nervous, I thought you were going to have to put a newspaper down.
We're never going to get away with this.
Would you quit saying that? We're fine,
but we can't leave the bikes here. Somebody's gonna see them.
Okay, yeah, until we find a safe spot, we'll take them to my place.
Well, what about Christine?
What about Christine?
What do you think? Is she gonna be okay with this?
Yeah, if I decide to tell her.
Still don't understand why we had to push these all the way here.
Don't you think Christine would have heard two motorcycles coming up the road? This is a woman who can hear the pop top of a beer can through three walls and a quilt.
Well, couldn't we at least have ridden them the first couple of miles?
What if it got back to Judy that we were seen riding motorcycles?
Well, what if it gets back to Judy that we were seen pushing two motorcycles?
And she'd never believe it. Who'd be stupid enough to push two motorcycles 5 miles into the woods?
So what do we do if Christine finds these before you have a chance to explain?
Now, Christine never comes in here. She's afraid of spiders.
There are spiders?
Come on. Help me cover these.
So when do you think we'll actually get to ride these babies?
We're going to ride them tonight. I'm going to go square things with Christine. And when I come back, we ride.
Good luck.
Dobber, I am in a totally different position than you are. Judy specifically told you not to buy a motorcycle. Christine and I have never had that conversation. I am on much firmer ground. Yeah, back home at last. Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, giving some old clothes to charity. How's your day?
Oh, this day was fine. Feel pretty sorry for Dauber, though.
Well, why is that?
Well, you know, he's engaged and everything's feeling kind of trapped. You know how some guys feel.
Dauber always seems so happy. What brought this on?
Well, Dauber's always had this dream, you know, getting a motorcycle. So he told Judy, and Judy said no, and now he's kind of afraid of what marriage is going to be like. And heck, I told him marriage is great. It didn't have to be stifling. And when two people really love each other and trust each other, they allow each other the space and the freedom to do the things that makes them happy.
Well, good for you, honey.
Yeah, I told him that's how our marriage works. And you know, like if I wanted a motorcycle, wouldn't have to ask you. I'd just go buy one, you know. And I know you'd be happy knowing that made me happy. Right?
Right. Except you'd never be that stupid.
Huh?
Well, you'd never buy anything as big as a motorcycle without at least discussing it with me first. I mean, that's a major purchase, Hayden. We're talking, what, $2,000-$3,000? Plus, they're dangerous. I don't blame Judy for not wanting Dauber to have one. Dauber shouldn't feel trapped. He should feel lucky that he has someone who cares enough about him to want to protect him.
Well, yeah, that's what I told Dauber. Lucky, 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 lucky. What's for dinner?
Well, dinner's going to be a little late tonight. Judy's coming over to pick up some of these things for the clothing drive.
Judy's coming here?
Yeah, well, we're going out to the garage and go through some of my old boxes and see what else we can give away.
The garage? But, honey, what about the spiders? The spiders?
Oh,
Well, honey, you let me go get the boxes. It's dark. There's a lot of stuff you could trip over. I think I once saw a raccoon or a rat. Let me get the boxes for you.
You don't know which ones I want.
Then I'll bring all the boxes back in here, Christine. And you can go through the boxes you want and the boxes you don't want. I'll take back out there for you.
Are you sure? I really don't mind going out there.
But, honey, I mind you going out there. I love you, and I want to protect you. And I think it should make you happy to there's someone who cares enough about you to go out there and fight the raccoons and the rats and the black widows and bring back the boxes you so desperately need. Get him out.
What?
Judy's coming over. She should be here any minute.
Judy's coming here.
She and Christine are doing something. We gotta move.
I can't stand it, Coach. Let's throw him in the lake.
Wait, throw him in the lake? These cost $15,000, Dauber. You're willing to give up now when we're this close? Nothing that means anything comes easy. Freedom has its price. But you forge ahead, Dauber, because you know why? In the end, you see the light. You are totally free.
Let's go for it. Where to, Coach?
I think I have found the perfect spot, Don. We will squeeze them under the front porch.
You're a genius.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Christine.
Come on in.
This is perfect, Dauber. No one's ever going to find us here.
You made it, Coach. We're free. Coach?
Yeah, Dauber?
Can you breathe?